Happy Friday to everybody. This is Coach John here with your daily thought on Friday. It is March 29th, 2024. The month is just about over. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I was listening to the mayor's office with Sean Casey and his buddy Chinch. I've always loved baseball from the standpoint of being a fan. I didn't play it too well as a kid, but I had fun. But their podcast, The Mayor's Office, is something that, if you're a fan of sports, especially baseball, but these two buddies, they love each other. They're good for each other. So many laughs and so many great stories, you know, from baseball type stuff, but a lot of leadership and, self-improvement, person development type stuff, that they bring up. And, I got fired up about listening to some things that turned me back to another podcast I got to listen to, but they just keep moving forward. They just keep talking about moving forward, right? Not getting stuck in the mud. And that's something I needed to hear when I was listening to it the other day. And just, you know, doing my morning walk in the house, you know, stopping for my sip of coffee on the counter, you know, getting my steps in to start my day. And it just inspired me. And so part of this is connected to everything that you do, right? And so this quote of the day from Coach Ray over at Lamphere High School, definitely, I followed this dude. He's a former student of mine. Now has become a great educator, great coach, a great difference maker of young people, right? I will have him on the show, okay? And I've reached out to him to ask if he's interested, and he is. So again, just got to put together time-wise and how I'm able to move around the house and when I have time just to be able to talk and not worry about disrupting anybody else and all that good stuff. But this quote of the day came out a few days ago. Autograph with excellence. If you're going to put your name on something, take pride in your responsibility and do the best you can do. Every job is a self-portrait of the person who does it. Autograph your work with excellence. Love that. Love that. If your name, and I have told my students that, man, because someone told me, right? I've told my students that anything that your name is on, you want it to be your best. And I would always, you know, in turning back work to people and, you know, marking down a few points, or there'd be time where I just said, hey, you know what? Could you redo this and just, this is a great thought here. How about we redo this part? And I would circle it or something. And I would talk to the kids. I wouldn't just, you know, pass back papers. If there was a comment on there, I reinforced it both written on the paper or in feedback online, right? But I also followed up discussion-wise as far as verbally, like face-to-face, right? So I always think of Arnold Palmer, the great, great golfer, who said, hey, if you sign your name, make sure it's readable. Whenever you sign your name, make sure it's readable. And so many people will just put down lines, just wavy. You can't even see any letters in them, right? Because I don't know if they think they're so important they don't need to spell their name out. If they're so busy that they have to, you know, take real quick for 1 second and just whoop, whoop, instead of taking 7 seconds and signing their name. Where it's readable, right? I have no idea, but that has always stuck with me too. So this one to me reminds me, hey man, if your name's on it, you want to make sure it's good. Your name's on everything, right? I've seen highlights of this masterclass with Coach K, Coach Krzyzewski, the longtime Duke coach who just recently retired, I think 2 years ago. This is the second season that he has not been coaching. And I heard this clip where he talked about, man, everything that you do, basketball or not, right? Everything you do represents who you are, where you came from, who's connected to you, right? Your family, the schools that you went to, right? Your neighborhood, the previous jobs that you've had, right? Definitely your immediate family, right? Former teammates, you know, former neighbors. The list goes on and on and on, that where you go, that comes with you, okay? Where you go, your history goes with you. And your history is people, relationships, Sure, there's other history there too, right? I get that. But it's definitely, man, if you're going to put your name on something, if you're going places and doing things and repping, right? Representing more than just yourself, your actions, right? Your words that you speak, whether you're showing up on time, how polite you are, everything. The list goes on and on and on and on, right? So this really struck me as being very powerful, right? Being very powerful, right? If you're going to put your name on something, take pride in your responsibility and do the best you can do. Every job is a self-portrait of the person who does it. Autograph your work with excellence. And you know what? When I say these things, I don't do this excellent. I'll tell you that right now. I forget of who I want to be. I forget who I should be. I forget that I'm connected to people, family, friends, right? Coworkers, former students. And so I need to be reminded, and I'm glad I saw this because I need to be reminded of who I want to be. And I want to be as best as I can be. I want to be the best version of me because I know I'm connected to a whole bunch of people. And when I'm the best I can be, that helps them too. Even if it's somebody that I haven't talked to in a while and they see something posted or they hear this podcast or it's a total stranger hearing this podcast today or 10 years from now, right? Hopefully there's something in this that is making or helping them to be better, okay? To be a difference maker for them, which in turn they can be for someone else. That has probably been part of who I am, who I want to be, who I strive to be every day is a difference maker, right? And so, yeah, this is just a really powerful mindset to have. Autograph with excellence, okay? Every job is a self-portrait of the person who does it. So whatever you're doing, right? Shopping, I'm going out today. Driving around a little bit more, right? I mentioned that in the last podcast. Wherever I go, I need to be excellent. I need to be polite, hold the door open for somebody. Try to be my best. That's what it is. Try to be my best. Autograph with excellence. I like this. I need to carry this with me a little bit more often because it fires me up the way I'm thinking about some of these podcasts I want to listen to, these books that are staring me in the face. I'm staring myself in the face with the messy hair in this mirror right now in the living room studio. And so just some good stuff. Just some good stuff. Okay. Hope this helps you guys. All right. Again, get over to check the show notes, get over to social media platforms, check out some of the stuff that I'm putting out there because that's connected to this. I gotta do a better job at that. In fact, if I'm not doing it, please call me out on it, right? There's my little email address there in the show notes. Reach out to me, let me know you listen to the show, let me know how long you've been listening, like it, hate it, ideas, feedback. Constructive criticism, right? Call me out. Hey, John, you said you were going to post this. You said you're going to have more guests. I know I got to get more guests on. That's probably a main direction that I'd like to take this endeavor of helping people and creating things to help people, people in general, but definitely students and athletes and teachers and coaches. That main focus, but people in general. That's who I'm here for. Anybody who wants to connect with these things, that's who I'm here for. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward, right? Take somebody with you. Help somebody else up as you're getting up too, off the ground. When we're all knocked down every day, we get knocked down, right? Help somebody else up that you see is needing some help there too. And as always, take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.